This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. As harvest ramps up in Argentina, harvest for the safrinha crop in Brazil is just beginning. We'll have more right after this.
Alabama, live in concert. Friday, August 21st, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. With special guest, Exile.
Like Grandma and Grandpa.
Alabama, live. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Alabama.
The upcoming forecast for Brazil and Argentina finally contains some rain, and while that is normally appreciated, it can cause harvest delays. However, Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said that shouldn't be a problem.
Well, short-term weather in Argentina shows that they are going to see some decent rain. Southern Brazil as well seeing some decent rains over the 1 to 5 day forecast. In the 6 to 10 day forecast, some of those rains move further to the north, kind of excluding Argentina and southern Brazil. So there will be heavier rains as you move further north into the main portion of Brazil. But at this point, those are not going to necessarily hinder a whole heck of a lot when it comes to harvest for either country at this point. So that is something they'll welcome it. It'll be something that if they do see some additional rains in different areas, maybe it helps some of the wheat seedings that they're going to be doing over the next few weeks.
McBride said harvest in Argentina is almost complete.
Yeah, we're pretty much done on Argentina's soybean crop. 98% harvested this week. I mean, the five-year average puts them at 96, 95. So they're in line, slightly ahead, but they are done for the most part. There's going to be some straggler fields, just like it happens here. But on the corn side of things, a little over halfway done with those that crop at 56%. Also does put them ahead of last year and the five-year average, which is 52%.
For Money Matters on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.